Right now, panel, it's time for a new game that we call
Netflix and Bill.
Quarantining at home is boring, but you have your family, and after about a half an hour of them, you have TV. We're going to tell each of you about two shows that could be your next binge, but only one of them is real. Guess it, you get a point. Are you ready to play?
Yeah,
of course.
All right, here we go. Maz, which of these is a real show that you can find on Netflix? Is it A placeholder show Netflix accidentally left up featuring a man making popping sounds with his mouth called The Example Show? Or B, the streaming service, footage of flowing rivers, waterfalls, and broken pipes designed to help older men pee?
I'm going with the streaming service.
No, you're wrong. That would be wonderful. I could use that some days. But the answer is The Example Show. You can find it. Just Google Netflix The Example Show. You will find it. It features such riveting scenes as a man making popping sounds with his mouth. And if you turn on the subtitles, it just says, "There's no crying in baseball," the whole time.
Peter, as someone who lives in L.A. and has pitched shows to Netflix and had them pass on my shows, yeah, this is very insulting. I feel very bad.
You should only have gone in and made popping sounds. They love that.
Oh, man.
Paula, also on Netflix, while there's no Monday Night Football right now, you can stream which of these? Is it A, Monday Night Foot, in which foot models compete in categories such as shapeliness, toenail quality, and arch height? Or B, an 8.5-hour knitting competition show called National Knitting Night?
I'm going to go with National Knitting Night.
You're right. It's actually National Knitting Night Norway. They do love their knitting in Norway. Very good.
Wow. Are you ready for some eyelets? A Sunday night knit off.
That'd be if they gave that job to Hank Williams Jr.
All right, Luke. If you're
being Danish, I guess.
Luke, if you're looking for horror, which of these is a real thing you can find on Amazon? A curated collection of educational programming called Driver's Ed Scare Films. Or B, Scare-B&B, which is just footage of the worst places available on Airbnb.
I would watch both of those shows. Scare-B&B?
No, it was actually the curated collection of Driver's Ed films. This collection.
Scare-B&B would be a way better show.
Well, hey, man.
Maz, that's your next project.
There you go.
I'm going to pitch it on Monday.
All right, panelists, some questions for you from the rest of the week's news.